Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, I want to talk on the subject, love yourself. And we want to take a text from Matthew chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. And do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From this scripture, spoken by John the Baptist, God was facing off an old religious system. And he was bringing up a new kingdom order, where he was going to raise up the children of Abraham from stones. Before then, it was not like that. But God was trying to bring in the Gentiles to enjoy the blessing of Abraham in Christ Jesus. So the Gentiles are referred to as the stones over here. But I want us to note verse number 10. Because John the Baptist is saying something very powerful to us. He says, even now the tree is laid to the roots. The axe is laid to the root of the trees. And please underline now. That should tell us that it was not like that in the old religious order. But he is talking about something that God was doing presently. So he says that now God has put the axe to the root of the trees. You know, before then, the axe was not at the root of the trees. That was in the old religious order that was God was facing off. Because what religion does is that religion window dresses issues. He just kind of trims the branches, cuts a branch here and there, so that outwardly the thing looks like it is nice.
Na sempo eye woni pa som no se gina ho madua dua fu a eyade etwetwetwa ho be hu se siwa na ayefe ensu ni mu ne de na enye.
Religion always concentrates on the outward.
But
the new order that God was doing, the Bible says that he was going to lay the axe to the root of the tree. In other words, in the kingdom system that God was bringing about, he wants to deal with issues of life from the source, from the root. He So in the kingdom arrangement, God always digs around a problem.
It
digs around the trends in our practical lives. And he laid the axe, which is the kingdom word, to the root of the problem. He attacks the source that is giving life to what we see outside. Nobody sees the root. The root is talking about things that people do not consider. It is hidden from our sight.
As far
as we are concerned, the root is not an issue. Because we do not see it. But in the kingdom arrangement, God is concerned about what we don't see, what we take for granted. So he put his word or his axe to cut areas you don't
see.
So, ladies and gentlemen, today, we want to dig to the root of God's action in our lives.
Na ene menu mienu eba besua wonyankopon hyehyeya odi hujuma wo yabra bomama yen.
And in understanding the subject of loving ourselves as dark-skinned people.
Na ye besua se ye ye bibifo ye betumi ado ye ho.
I want us to understand that in the kingdom order, the mind behind God's love for you is so that you will love yourself first. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God shows us unconditional love so that we will love ourselves first. The reason is very simple. I'll give you three of them. Why you should love yourself first. It is because if you cannot love yourself, you cannot effectively love other people. Because you don't know what it is. In the first place, you don't know what it is. So, in God's kingdom arrangement, the first person that you love is yourself. In the kingdom arrangement, the first person you lead is yourself. The first person that you inspire is yourself. And the first person that you preach to, the first person that you bless, is yourself. Religion doesn't have it like that. Religion has it that you preach to other people. You preach to other people first. In the religious order, you lead other people first. But that is not effective. It is because religion loves the outward. Who can see whether you are loved? Who can see that you are leading yourself? Who can see that you are inspiring yourself? They think that your inspiration is from somewhere else. So religion always likes to garnish the outside decree the outside for everybody is happening. He has got followers. He is a leader. But in a kingdom arrangement, God goes to the source. And God wants us to lead ourselves, to love ourselves first.
Now, when you pass the same, no, biara, a wa banti so ni pe huno. Wase se me ya fe 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 me ni pa. Di aye huwa banti na sem na so nyango po ka. Nyango tini no na wase asie di hujuma.
There are many people who are engaging outward application of the.
Ne pa bebre. Wa nyami asem na wamudi ya hujuma ni ni wa ukuto.
They are leading a religious life, especially when they neglect, first of all, to apply the word of God inward at the unseen aspects of their
lives.
I want to say to us that before you speak the word of God to people, God requires in a kingdom arrangement that speak it to yourself first. It may not look glamorous. It's wonderful when you stand and you speak to people. But God wants to put his kingdom word, his axe, to the root of the tree, to your inner life. So, the reason why God loves us, the first reason is because without loving yourself first, you cannot love other people. Because in this life, you only give what you have. So, if you love yourself unconditionally, you will love others unconditionally. If you love yourself with conditions, you will love other people based upon certain conditions. Do you wonder how come you struggle in your love life? It may be because you don't really love yourself. Or you love yourself not the way God loves you. You love yourself on the condition that, for example, you are doing very well. I want us to know that God wants us to love ourselves so that his word that he loves us is deeply put inside of our own personal lives.
Because
sometimes we think that God shows us love so that we will show it to other people. He wants you to show it to yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You remember in the parable of the sower, the seed that fell upon the rock, Jesus said that the person had no root in himself. In other words, Jesus was saying that the word of God was not anchored in the person himself. So he could not carry it through when it was demanded, when the sun came up. So I want to encourage you to root God's love deep in you first. Preach to yourself first. Inspire and encourage yourself first. Let God's word make you love yourself first.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
The second reason why you should love yourself first, I'm giving you three reasons. It is because in the kingdom system, your greatest enemy is not Satan. Your greatest enemy is not Satan, it is yourself. Your greatest enemy is not other people. Actually, no one can defeat you but yourself. The Spirit of God put it this way, that if God is for you, who can be against you? No devil can actually be against you. No demon can actually work and try to destroy your things. Because if they try to even destroy what you are doing, they will quickly find out that God is using everything to work together for your good.
Amen.
So practically, the devil cannot be your greatest enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is in the kingdom arrangement. The only person who can be against you is you yourself. So I want you to understand that that is why you have to love yourself first. Because no one but you can be against you. God can forgive you. People can forgive you. But you can refuse to forgive yourself. You can refuse to accept yourself. Although you are accepted in the beloved, you can exclude your own self from the beloved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can refuse to value yourself. But I want you to understand today that it is the value you put upon yourself that others will buy you. Is the estimation you put that people will esteem you with. So the people cannot just fight you or be your enemy until you are your enemy.
And it's in the baby around to me, Kuntia, because this is one Casaway or who are what town for.
You see, it's a grasshopper.
So who said a baby?
You will be a grasshopper to people.
Yeah, baby to sir.
Actually, nobody can destroy your life, nobody can destroy your name. It is only you who can destroy your name. Understand you the best way that they want. People can castigate you and say, but if you keep yourself well, that bad name won't give you, not stick you.
Amen.
So please, if you love yourself unconditionally, do you know what? People are going to love you unconditionally. That is why God wants you to love yourself first. Because that is what is going to determine the way that people are even going to relate with you. Because you don't value yourself, nobody will value you. You don't accept yourself, nobody will accept you. If you accept yourself, people may try not to accept you, but I'm telling you that deep within, when they go back on their bed in their quietness, they accept you. Outwardly, they will show that they don't respect you. After all, they are something more than you and all that. But when they go in their quietness, they will say, there is something about this guy. When they are saying, who do you think you are and all, still value yourself.
Ah, so people jam when you so can't say, who be you, who you are, who you are, boom, 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 boom.
When they are showing signs that they do not love you, you continue to love yourself. Because the value you put on yourself, they will buy you at the end of the day. They will buy it.
Yes.
That is why you are your greatest enemy.
And
that is why God comes to you and he loves you unconditionally, so that you will love yourself first, and then all other things will flow for you.
And nothing I mean by chain kind.
So may you stop looking away from yourself as a dark-skinned person. Stop looking away from yourself to other people. I pray that God will let you know that your hands are sufficient for you. In other words, there is nothing external that can overcome you.
Amen.
Because he says that there is somebody in you who is greater
Hallelujah.
Than every enemy outside.
Wakachira will say, Obi wo wumwa, osu sin adie biare wo wabonten. Hallelujah.
Religion just likes to garnish the outside, but I want us to know that God is putting his kingdom word to the root of the tree.
Na onipa su se, ebe ma bibia wabonten biare fe, na su onyanku pondi na kumanesi, entini nankasa.
Because he wants to do an excellent work in our lives as dark skinned people.
Na obeso wa ye juma srunkubi wa ya brabom sebi before.
That's the reason why God loves you, so that you will love yourself first.
It's
a heavy one. That's why I put it at the third. It is because the problem of our first parents that led them to sin in Eden was lack of self-love.
Wow. Sentra, Papa Mwadi Kandam ni Eve. Akwaya boni kasia tata ya besi nene se. No mo no wa mo.
Lack of self-love for their natural self.
Se dia no wa mo teno. Na wa mo ndo.
Adam and Eve did not love themselves.
Na Adam ni Eve no mo ndo wa mo.
They didn't accept themselves.
Now I'm on Jew and Muhuntu.
They didn't value themselves the way God had naturally made them.
Now said they know when you are coming, you know why you are coming. I'm on Saturday.
God had made them in His image.
Now when you are coming, I hear you.
But somehow they were deceived out of the fact that they were already made in the image of God.
Adam
and I asked myself, how come they were deceived? I don't think it is because they were looking at their spiritual abilities. Because Adam had named all the animals, everything God had created, every animal, every bird, he had named, and they are varieties. Travel the world and see. They are plenty. Some are extinct, but they are a lot. They named everything. And God said, you are right. It shows you are in my image. What is in my mind is in your mind. How come they were deceived? On top of this wonderful spiritual experience. I'm sure when God was visiting them, because God is a spirit, they looked at themselves and they look at God. And they saw that the way that they have been made, I don't think we are in the image of God.
Oh, but Adam, where are you? Just an innu cry. I was said yet here. Now Adam, here no one or can sheep bear. Now Abba, then your milk, the cassa, and said yet, people shouldn't. Now me, Dino, Ashen was where there soon crew.
So somehow they felt that we are in the image of God, but we are not in the image of God. I don't think we are in the image of God. Let us try to get into the image of God. So before they sinned outwardly by eating the forbidden fruit, they had already been deceived to reject themselves, to undervalue themselves. In fact, to undervalue the image of God that they were had been made in, just because of what? Ladies and gentlemen, our first parents, they succumbed to sin because of a lack of self-love, a lack of self-acceptance of the way that they had naturally been made. They lacked self-love.
Wow.
So God said, Jesus, come down. Jesus came, our dearest Jesus came to solve man's problem of self-love. By loving us unconditionally at our worst self as sinners. So that you learn to overcome the root of our sin as humans in the Garden of Eden. You learn to understand the source, what gave birth to all of the wrong things that we are seeing. It's a lack of self-love, a lack of self-acceptance of the image God had given unto us.
Na Yesu baye ebe ye ohaw bi anemu odunin so anu se se de na yan do ye hu ye mu ye hu se de onyame aboye san nse so ye mu ye hu se de onyame ne hyehye modie asi no oba be kire ye wodo e kire se sa de ne ehia se ye benya ne biu.
So we are putting the acts of the kingdom word to the root of the problem.
Enuti ye de kuma no esi bia na se pa.
So that the tree that is not serving us, we cut it off. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The challenge with dark-skinned people is generally that we do not love ourselves.
Yeah, it's true.
We do not love our blackness. God made us naturally like that. We are still in the image of God. But But we do not love how God has made us naturally.
And
that is the root of all of the issues that we
have.
Jesus had to come and lay the axe to the root of the tree.
Because
the window dressing is enough. The social commentary is enough. It is only the person who made us, our Lord Jesus, without whom nothing was made that is made, who knows the source of the problem, who in the kingdom era will put the axe of his word. We should have self-love for ourselves. This lack of it, it shows in many ways. It shows in how we look down at our fellow black people.
Oh.
Our lack of self-love shows in how we do shoddy works for black people, but we wouldn't do it for other people.
Oh.
How we mishandle ourselves, but we hold other people like eggs with two hands.
Oh.
How we prefer other people to our fellow blacks. Sometimes I look at how we make things difficult for our fellow black people, mm-hmm. but we make it easy mm-hmm. for other people mm-hmm. who are foreigners. We make it in our own nation, we make it difficult for our own selves. But let somebody who is a little fair, or even let somebody who has gone to the land of fair people, I mean geographically, where they naturally they were, you know. Let somebody who has been there come, you will see that
difference.
We have a problem. We lack self-love. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.